This is the story of my first BDSM play party. I was 18 when I found my local kink community through FetLife. It's surprising that my town had one at all, being so small and conservative. I was the youngest in the group. Most of the other members were over the age of 40. Besides one other girl who was about a year older than I was, there was this man that, not long after meeting, I ended up calling Sir. He was in his early 30s, and we had become secret lovers. He had demanded that my profile read, "Under consideration," but to not put his name. Our arrangement not only resulted in some of the best sex I've ever had, but also was just overly thrilling and mysterious. I felt like I was starring in my own erotic novel. In the kink community I was in, you had to be over 21 to go to group official parties. But the public gatherings, also known as munches, that they held at the truck stop diner were welcome to anyone over the age of 18. As Halloween was drawing nearer, one of the other members decided to hold their own party and allow me to join so long as I promised to not touch a single drop of alcohol. Without hesitation, I agreed, more excited than Cinderella at this opportunity. Of course, Sir would be there, and that made me even wetter than I usually was just being around him. It didn't take long for me to figure out my costume for the party. I was going to be a mix of Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf. I donned a red cape over long skirts and a bodice I bought from a past Renaissance fair. I painted my face to resemble a wolf, but with blood-red lips. The night of the party, I smiled at myself in the mirror and gathered the directions to the host house. It was about a half-hour drive in the slowly disappearing sunlight. I smiled, relieved and giddy, when I found the Victorian house, lit by strings of colored lights and the cars of fellow partygoers who had also just arrived on the otherwise dark, desolate dirt road. It didn't take long before he found me. He could barely be seen, leaning against a large tree. My heart raced. I felt like prey, and I loved it. I would act aloof around him, trying to make it seem as if I hadn't noticed him. But all the time, I felt him in the distance, staring holes through me. Finally, he approached me and asked if I would like to play. I hoped that he couldn't see me blushing through my makeup. But I took his hand, and he led me upstairs. The playroom was an expansive attic space furnished with everything from a bondage bed in one corner, a St. Andrew's cross, and a few different kinds of spanking benches. The host of the party had a lady tied to the canopy of the bondage bed so she was standing upright as he beat her. I undressed, keeping my eyes averted from them, and kneeled on a spanking bench. I bit my lip to keep from snickering as the host bottom called out, "Yellow!" I heard the host immediately take her wrists out of the cuffs and start on some soft but platonic aftercare on her. I'm not sure when they left, because the instant I felt Sir's hand on my bare skin, my brain melted. His large hand firmly stroked my hair, my back, and my ass, taking his time to admire my body. Next, he took out a rabbit pelt. It was impossibly soft and cool to the touch. He lovingly ran this all over my back, my arms, my ass, and even my thighs. Sir made his own toys. He made beautiful toys. Floggers with handles made of elegant, glossy dark wood, and buttery soft leather and suede tails. The feeling was absolutely delicious. He started out flicking the tails against my skin very softly, making sure only to hit my ass and upper back. Occasionally, he'd pause from using the flogger on me to allow his hand to run over my skin, gauging the warmth of my skin. He gradually increased the intensity, starting by mixing in a harder stroke from the flogger amid the lighter flicks until the flogger was thudding against my skin in a rapid drumbeat. My nails dug into the leather lightly and I moaned. He swapped floggers multiple times, each time for one heavier than the previous one. It felt like I was being punched or something. It didn't feel dangerous, just intense, and I loved it. He swapped the flogger out for a dragon's tail. For anyone who doesn't know what this is, it's a whip that is a long triangle of suede that is rolled up. The feeling of it being used is very much akin to being towel whipped. It's exhilarating. Every flick sent a wave of adrenaline through me before letting me drop back into my trance. As his speed increased, it was harder to take, but I was determined. Just when I thought I was about to safe word, he stopped and stroked his work. He snickered satisfied, feeling all the kiss marks, as he called them. Really, they were welts, all over me, along with how warm my skin was now. The final implement he would use on me was a heavy wooden paddle with holes drilled into it. I knew he wasn't hitting hard, but each stroke was almost unbearable. But I needed this to last as long as possible. This pain is his gift to me, and I would take as much as I could with grace, sinking deeper and deeper into my submission to him. All at once it stopped. Looking down at my panting naked body, gleaming with sweat, he gently told me, "Get up, little one."